Dear people, God is active. We have to deeply come to interiorize that, that there is no being more active than God. He is pure act. There is no potential in God that is not actualized. There's not something in God that could be active that's not active. Right now, I'm active. You guys are just sitting there. There's nothing in God that's just sitting there. God is actively holding the entire universe into existence right now. That's pretty active. In a couple of minutes, he's going to come down and actively change bread and wine into God himself. Tomorrow we have a wedding. He's going to actively make a marriage. He's going to actively come and fill you and feed your soul. God is active. And I believe most of our problems in the spiritual life is because we are not simply living in that deep conviction. And so we're trying to get him to act. The reason I'm all fired up about this morning is because the first reading, it's one of my favorite images. Jeremiah gives as the image for our relationship with God as a potter to clay. God is the potter. We're the clay. The potter is the one who acts. The job of the clay is to let him act and to receive his activity. Those of us who are type A and try to control people are because they don't accept this truth. God is active. Most of our worry, the worry in the human heart, the fear in the human heart, the anxiety in the human heart is because somehow we think God could be doing something he's not. God is active. I have the great privilege of having right on my bedroom wall this beautiful sign that Father Kramer carved that he had hanging in his room where he prayed. And it's from Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." The job of the clay is to be still, to receive the activity of the potter. Not only do we need to be quiet, our souls need to be still. And my heart won't be still unless I deeply am convinced at every moment God is acting here. What does that sound like? It sounds like this. Let it be done to me as you wish. The clay is the heart of the Virgin Mary. Let it be done to me. If I believe God is acting and he can only act in love, then my greatest desire is to let him act. Let us do that today. We beg you, dear God, to remove anything in us that prevents you from acting in our lives. Give us the grace to allow that today.